Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Medasani from our Daily Blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. No matter how many years we have walked with Christ and how much progress we have made spiritually, there is always more that God has for us. Do not settle for anything less than the best God has for you in your spiritual growth and the things in this life. Joseph's story is a great one. His rise to the second most powerful government position in the most influential nation in his time is a phenomenal success story. It is certainly not about luck or good fortune, nor about his being in the right place at the right time. Actually, he seemed more often to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, except for the fact that wherever Joseph was, God was there with him. That is what makes all the difference in the world. Joseph had to rise above significant misfortunes and mistreatment, shattered dreams, dysfunctional family history, and violent sibling rivalries, and jealousy and false accusations. To be who you want to be, I guess you should first become who God wants you to be. Humble submission and faithful obedience characterized Joseph's life. Not only that, you have to rise above pesky people and petty things. Joseph succeeded beyond his wildest imagination because God was with him and he was willing to rise above everything that could have prevented his becoming what he could be. If you stay where you were, you will never get where you are meant to go. Some say, to be successful, you will have to surround yourself with successful people. I believe the most successful people are those who have surrendered to the person of Jesus Christ and surrounded by the presence of the Holy Spirit. When your dream is bigger than you are, you only have one choice: get up and get going. Do not find people to blame for what you have not done and what you failed to become. Apostle Paul has a great advice for all of us. Keep putting into practice all you have learned from me and heard from me and saw me doing, and the God of peace will be with you. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 39 verses 2 and 3, "The Lord was with Joseph so that he prospered, and he lived in the house of his Egyptian master. His master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord gave him success in everything he did." Remember, my friends, if you do what you did, you will get what you got. Shall we pray? Precious Lord, gracious Almighty, thank you for your grace, mercy, and peace. Lead us, Spirit of God, to be vigilant, valiant people of God, strong and successful in spirit, soul, and body, in the light of who you called us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.